Very interesting comments coming from John Rood. He lived in Brussels, Belgium, as I mentioned, a number of years, and we were looking at the Brexit vote, seemingly a disaster as it relates to Great Britain, however, but in the European Union, maybe not so much so a disaster. John was giving us his take from the perspective of the European Union. But right now, we want to go to a longtime broadcast partner with us, hasn't been on with us for a couple of years now, Dr. Rob Congdon. We were reading his newsletter that he sends out. And by the way, Rob, I want you to give the address as to how people can subscribe to your newsletter. But he brought up some very interesting thoughts. And I said, hey, we have John Rood, who covers the European Union for us, but how about Dr. Rob Congdon coming on again for a guest appearance and talking about the United Kingdom and as it relates to Brexit, what's going on. So first of all, give the address for people to get a hold of you there at your website and how they can get on your newsletter subscription list.
First, it's good to be with you again, Jimmy. They can go to my website, which is congdonministries.org. That's C-O-N-G-D-O-N ministries.org. And there you can sign up for my free email newsletter that I put out and covers current events and other Bible teaching areas that are of interest to Christians.
Rob, I have so many questions I would love to ask you. We're just going to have to try to pack it into a couple of minutes if we can. Overall, when you were watching this thing take place there in Great Britain, the vote on Brexit, and twice it went down in the Parliament, Theresa May's ideas failing to be passed by the Parliament, both times she's been able to be victorious in a vote of non-confidence. But from an overall perspective, give me your thoughts. Just open up and start thinking out loud with me what you think about what's happening as it relates to Brexit.
Well, Brexit is a significant event in the history of Britain. If you think of the United Kingdom that once ruled a major part of this earth, and today it's down struggling, in my view, for its very existence as anything but a minor country of the world in terms of the Western world. Brexit was their goal to try to regain democracy and sovereignty for the nation of Britain. What most Americans don't realize is that the EU is not like our government where you vote for your leaders and you really have a say in your voice. The policy-making body of the EU, the European Commission, is appointed, and the bureaucrats run all the countries under the EU. When the British people voted 52-48% for Brexit, they wanted a complete break with the European Union so that they could regain, from their viewpoint, sovereignty and their democracy, where they'd have a say in the system. Many people said it was immigration was the issue. That was the symptom, because the people suddenly realized they weren't in control of their own country. What happened, though, is from the date of voting for Brexit to this date, you've had a government in Britain, it doesn't matter who the leaders are, basically all but a few of them really want to stay in the EU. And they didn't want to proceed with Brexit, but they were forced to by the people of Britain and their vote. And so what we've watched is a ongoing, really, mess of how to mess up the whole procedures. And now we've come down to the wire. May, and I use the expression Mayday calling, Britain's in trouble. The bottom line is the EU has the control of them, over them, and if Britain makes a total break, that really is their only hope to sort of regain their nationality. And that's a possibility. It still is a possibility. But anything else, any other negotiations, going to keep them for all purposes still under the fundamental law of the EU, and they won't have that sovereignty that they desired. So they're at a crucial point as far as where Britain goes. And it's a point you and I have mentioned, I think, is biblically where I thought they would be headed.
Yeah, absolutely. And often in those former conversations, you would always say, I believe they're going to have to go to a second referendum. That first referendum voted the United Kingdom out of the European Union, but you always said, I don't think that's going to be the final story. They'll go to a second referendum. That's what you're thinking today as well?
I'm still thinking one of two options. The one is that the Brits will finally force the government, their own government, into a second referendum. That means they have to delay the Brexit from March until a much later date, because a referendum would require about 15 months for them to pull it together to run the referendum vote. The bottom line, the EU has to show that it is so entangled into the daily British life that Britain can't leave. And so the people are going to start realizing, I think they've come to this realization, they're either going to vote a second referendum, or they're going to just basically keep bungling, in my opinion, and the final compromise will be Britain will have no real say in the European Union's government, but it will be under all the power of the EU.
Well, can Great Britain recover from this? I mean, can they stay in or can they go out? Do they have a choice, or is it just either way they're going to fail?
I think the answer is either way they're going to fail. Britain has been on a course for the last 100 years. In fact, it's terribly significant. It was 100 years ago that World War I ended. The British as a whole believe that, you know, God must have turned his back on Britain, because they were the British Empire and they were in many ways the chosen people in their mind. And so they started thinking, well, God isn't there. So they turned their back on him. They then turned their back on Israel. And so by 1947, the empire started totally collapsing and disappearing. And now they've lost their power. They're not the influence they used to be. And it's obviously, from our standpoint, they've turned away from God. And the EU will continue in some form, because I really believe it's the embryo of that final world empire before Christ returns. Therefore, I think Britain is past the point of really succeeding in any way in this. It's just a sad demise of what once was quite a nation. I don't see that they have a solution. If they make a deal, it'll be, in essence, a no deal. It'll mean that they won't be really out of the EU, except they won't vote about anything. If they let Brexit occur and they're out, they will be punished economically by the European Union. You can be sure of that. They will find it rough going from that point on. Their only hope is to appeal to countries that are still strong for nationalism instead of globalism. And the reality is, at the moment, our own country is struggling over that very issue. And that's almost at the heart of much of what's happening today. So I think it's a very bleak future for Brit.
We believe, you and I say, it's the embryo, the European Union, for the revived Roman Empire. Whatever happens with this Brexit catastrophe, that's still a case as we look ahead. Would you agree?
Yes, exactly. Just as we look ahead, that's exactly what it is.
So God's word is going to be fulfilled. Political activities, of course, all across the entire world, but in particular, they're in the European Union, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Well, it was great to have another conversation with you, Rob. I've missed our times together. Maybe we'll do it down the line along the way. You can come in and comment on some very important issues. Thank you so much, my good friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again maybe sometime down the line.
Well, I've enjoyed chatting with you and being with your listeners again. May the Lord bless you, and yes, I'd look forward to some other special times.
Thank you, Rob. Hey, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have one more interview. David James is standing by. We're going to be talking about the gospel. What is the gospel? How do you relay and communicate the gospel to other people? And do you change your approach in other parts of the world? That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.